This call is being recorded.
Hello, Patrick.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Tom, you're talking. I can't hear you.
Can you hear this other guy?
You hear two people? That's one, two.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's happening is I'm drinking a fine rye whiskey while I'm having this call.
I am here to pour myself a Blanton's.
Blanton's?
Yes.
A good Kentucky bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you, Mr. Feathers? I'm moving you up. I've got a little book here writing people's names in. Pretty good.
Yes, that's top notch. Can't go wrong with that one.
Unless it's Woodford Reserve.
All right. Patrick's on. Jordan's on. Let's just wait for the others.
Can anyone hear me?
Can hear you.
Yes, we can.
We heard you the first time.
Yep.
Well, I couldn't hear you guys. That was the problem.
I see. Is anyone on Uber conference?
Hey, Jordan, what happened to UHS baseball?
Probably what happens to them most of the time, they get out coached.
No, I've seen Morgantown's coach. That man is a walking corpse.
Oh, dead people have feelings too.
Well, this one didn't. I'm like, show some kind of emotion. Fart, do something. The guy just stands there, and I'm like, does he coach? And I said it loud enough. All the parents looked at me like, no.
No, he doesn't.
Attaboy, Patrick. Way to win friends and influence people.
Dale Carnegie dropout.
I don't care. I don't have any kids in the school system.
Come on. Where is that?
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, 67.
Interesting conversation.
I could be very happy to continue the conversations I've had all day about the new privacy rights that we have to learn from the EU. Okay, no. That's what I thought. Yes. They're god awful.
John is not going to be able to join us, and doesn't look like Ken is going to be able to join us. I just want to give it a few more and let everybody else hop on in. Keenan is on vacation, so he will not be joining us, even though he's certainly optional. What a day. Very nice weather down here, isn't it?
Yeah, if you work, well, I can help. By the way, I'm down here in Tennessee, boys. I'm sitting here with Mr. Begley, special guest appearance. I'll be preparing each one of your houses in the next coming months. I may be looking at your house at midnight before, but I'll be there.
Cool. So, you're welcome anytime, as long as you're willing to do some little housework.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, help my daughter and son-in-law move to a new house. So here we are in Tennessee. It's 90 degrees plus. It's a great way to lose weight.
No humidity.
None.
Yeah, I've lived in the deep south. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Actually, The humidity's not really that bad right now. It gets soupier. It's not Atlanta hot, but
right.
It's definitely a soup. Oh. Patrick, 67, how's the new gig going?
I'm exhausted. I had gotten to the point in my old job where I didn't have to do anything. Now I feel like I've just gotten out of college and I'm in an intern position for NBC Universal or something.
So you're definitely on the learning curve. Is that what I'm hearing?
Like a water tube.
You know, it's not even a fucking curve. It's like one of those things that at Six Flags where they pull you back and slingshot you into the air.
Mm.
It was very different being a customer on the user side of the software. And I had a big head on my shoulders and thought I knew all the shit about the software.
There lies exactly. In the IT world, I believe when you cross the age of 45, they pegged you. Oh, no, you're too old for this stuff. Like, I guess the same technology changes within a week. So forget it. I'm with you, 67, man.
I know, and I just need to hold on for, well, as I've always said, I'm just leaving for lunch one day from work and driving straight to the funeral home. There will be no, like, retirement and crap. So I'm just holding on until that day comes.
So are you going to just drive up to the funeral home entryway and say, casket for one, please?
I do it all the time because it's just down the road here from where
the
house is. So I wave at them. I know them. You know,
it's like, they do that years ago.
Type thing.
Yeah, 300 years ago, the American Indian, they would like go, the old chief would buy it, go up and lay on some kind of big wooden platform till he died. So same thing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that's what I saw them building last Friday. They were putting a pyre together of all these kind of equally shaped wood. And I think, you know, they smile at me when I go by. So I think they're getting ready.
So just text us. When you're heading to the funeral home, text us. We'll make sure we come in.
Yep.
Just tell them put you on ice for a day so we can make it. That's all. Simple.
Now, I just don't know how to get the word to you all to come up here and do that naked in a circle ritual we do for the death thing. Oh, did you all know about that?
Shut up.
Easy. That's 67 out.
Giving away all the trade secrets.
That's great. You're lucky because Allie wasn't on the phone yet.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hey, I've gotten to love Allie, and I think I would have had no problem saying that in front of Allie.
I don't think she would have a problem with you saying it either. Something tells me. I'm going to give it another minute, and then we're going to run through things pretty quickly so that Bob and I can enjoy at least another drink.
Make you
well, fun. I can't imagine that there's not a bourbon sitting in front of you as we speak.
Boy, are you clairvoyant?
If we were on
Skype. No, I just have a really good sense of smell at this age.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have
a good bourbon's the only way I get through these things.
Oh, thanks, Jordan. I appreciate that.
People, I have two more of these things after this one. So let's stop right now, please. I need a bourbon.
That's what the Golden Legion Award is all about. 50 years of drinking.
Patrick, I know where to find it in your house.
Two folios. Isn't this house built of that?
Built on it.
The house of folio. I like that.
I think there's some port left. Oh, no. Wait. I drank it all.
You sucked it all down.
There is nothing worse on the palate than port wine.
Oh, God. I completely disagree.
Isn't that after dessert? After dinner?
Yeah.
A little port?
Yeah.
A good cigar?
A little. In my case.
Talk about politics.
I put it there with rock and rye and brandy.
Good friend.
I've been having these drinks. They're called Stingers. It's brandy and cream de menthe mixed. And it sounds awful, but it's quite delightful. You should try it one time after dinner. It's quite delicious.
Like stuff you have in your liquor cabinet you don't use.
Exactly.
Good. Let me write that down. What's it called? Stinger?
Stinger.
That sounds like one of those old drinks.
It is. My brother showed it to me. It was fabulous.
Any drink that a Jersey boy calls quite delightful must pack a punch.
Oh yeah, you don't want to have more than one or two. They'll definitely
nookie on them.
I've gotten hurt and I've seen others hurt with them.
Any brandy?
Yeah, I'd get the cheap shit.
Yeah, cheap shit. Do they have that in liquor store? Pat Folio, cheap shit?
Cheap shit brandy.
Oh hell yeah.
It's beautiful. All right, let's get started. I plan to have this as an informal meeting anyway. I will take
so moved.
Hold on.
Second.
Can I wait a minute? I haven't called this thing order yet. I'd like to make it official for the record, for the recording. John's gonna come back in and take minutes after this. He cannot be with us. But I do hereby call this May monthly Board of Directors of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter to order. John is not here, so I will call roll. Our regional leaders, Bob Lochner.
Present.
Ken Burko. And Baltimore, to be determined, New York, not on. And Charleston, Anthony Grayley. VP Chief Risk Officer, Jordan Feathers.
Here.
VP Fundraising, Craig Winkleman.
He's in a car driving to his girlfriend.
Yeah, I figured. He hasn't responded. VP Chief Information Officer, Jason Hyatt. Secretary Chief Communication Officer, John George. Treasurer Chief Financial Officer, Patrick Folio.
Here.
Vice President Chief Operating Officer, Eric Baldwin. Executive Vice President Matt Laffa, and President Chief Executive Officer Tom Begley is present. Can I please have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes from last month?
So moved.
67. Lochner seconds. Any objections? Okay. Allie, did you join us yet? Seeing as she is not, the boys are out of school. The Council of Advisors, from what I can gather from talking to Allie, is obviously taking a little bit of break. One of the things that we're going to be working on is one is getting a recruitment plan put into place for the fall, and two is I think the guys are working on a communication strategy over the summer to keep some of the continuity going. And the third thing, which, honestly, I think we really a little bit dropped the ball on, but it's on both sides, is we're going to make another effort to try to get Seth back to where he needs to be in terms of fundraising for his Build America summer. He's still a little bit short from where he needs to be. So hopefully some of our guys can do it. I have reached out to him to ask him to send that PDF file that is on our website so that I can email that to our members and hopefully get him at or above where he needs to be for his fundraising. So does anybody have any questions about that? Okay, good.
When is his due date for getting the money?
I believe it's passed, but again, I don't think they're going to turn down money if we continue to fundraise.
Sure.
So, okay. Bob, do you have anything for your region?
Yeah, I do a couple of things. You're going to the one thing about the Journey of Hope. I know 67, you've been heavily involved in that the last 2 years. And I think sometimes because they're going to be in Pittsburgh for just 36 hours. And we love to get together with them. And then 67, you hit the nail on the head. They have got just a boatload of activities in a short amount of time. For us trying to do something with them, it's next impossible. However, I think we've been showing them good support. And I have not checked, and I'm going to double check this week, if Dale Goldberg and his wife are supposed to have given a little bit of funds to maybe buy a breakfast or lunch. Mm-hmm. So I'll circle back with them. But I think just even of us giving them some just some support mentally has been good enough for them. We're just showing whatever we can do for them.
Yeah. I'll just add to that. I think the important part of this, obviously, we want to be there to support. I think the lesson that we learned is that we've got to start a lot earlier. Pittsburgh seems to be a tricky spot for them. It's right before they finish up the Journey mm-hmm. of Hope.
Like within 2 days, I think.
Yeah, it's a couple days, a week at most of when they finish. And they do spend more time in Pittsburgh staging themselves for the final ride into D.C.
Let me say something. There's a North and South leg.
There's
right?
Three teams.
So if you saw that kind of like it was a virtual postcard that came out just a few months ago. So Charlotte and Pittsburgh they don't stop that many big key places in the United States, but mm-hmm. Charlotte and Pittsburgh are two of the places.
Right.
Two of the places which we have a Alfa Romeo presence, which is, it is what it is. I think even if we started early, which we did, we started months ago to see if we could do something with them. But again, 36 hours they spend in the Pittsburgh area from one moment they stop, the moment they go, it's not a whole lot of time.
No.
Well, gentlemen, the other thing that we need to keep in mind about that particular stop for Woodlands is that they've been doing it for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're well established in what they do the minute they roll in the door and the minute they roll out. Everything yeah. is put together for the next 3, 4, 5 years. It's set in stone. And to try to come up with something new and different and add to that, I don't think is necessarily our goal, whereas it would be just for moral support and possibly shoving some money their direction.
Well, yeah, and all I'm suggesting is that perhaps what we do is when they leave is perhaps you, Bob, or whoever maybe reaches out to the Woodlands and says, what can we do to support what you're already doing?
Let me go through the back door.
Right. Ask them what they need and see if we can help support that through fundraising, through being there, organizing, you know, their ride in when they get there, whatever it is, they kind of let them direct what our goal is. But I think we need to start it rather in the spring. I think we need to push that back.
Yeah, just like work exactly 60 and work through the Woodlands, because like it was a noble thought, maybe trying to work through our compatriot, the University of Pittsburgh, and maybe get them some dorm rooms or something. But downtown Pittsburgh, because you're from where Pitt is in Oakland, up there, the Woodlands, that's 20 miles away. Well, so I think logistically it doesn't work.
Well, but the thing that they were working on was they do have downtime and they wanted to take advantage of being in the city. They wanted to have the ability to kind of do what they wanted to do.
Right.
Sights and sounds, mm-hmm. a night out in the town, and be able to not have to go all the way back to the Woodlands. So perhaps, again, what we should probably do next year, if we want to do this, if we really do want to engage with this, is to start earlier and coordinate it with the University of Pittsburgh, seeing if they can accommodate us. If we start earlier and they can account for this, perhaps they would have, if they had almost a year, maybe they could have provided rooms for them. But my point is, I just want to start earlier next year, and I want to put it on the radar for us to start down that direction earlier than say January or February of what we did this year. That's what I'm saying. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, that's fine too. And then again, I think we need to utilize Dave Goldberg, his connections, but start earlier so that he has some time to mobilize, work with his network of people to come up with the support.
I was happy to see Dave jump in there. He showed some initiative, which was good.
He did, but I think the compression of time and the timeline that the ability experience gave him really didn't allow him to stretch out and work what he needed to work. So let's not beat this to death now. I think the point of it is I just want us to start a little bit earlier.
How much downtime do they have in Pittsburgh that we're looking at where they said they wanted to fill with something?
An entire evening. It was like an afternoon and evening.
You know, I think it would be just a lot of fun to stick them on a Just Ducky tour.
Well, again, I don't think now for this year, for this visit, we can or should do anything. I think it may be too late. I think their plans are set. So I don't disagree with you, but that would probably be for next year and for next year's itinerary.
Which, and I'm sure they're probably looking for some financial support for that. Just throwing that out there. Probably if we do something like that, they're probably looking for some group to have that funded. So just FYI.
Right.
I'll make a couple of phone calls.
All right. That's good. Good. Like, so let me throw in one more thing for Pittsburgh area. Speaking about something, I have checked with the Pittsburgh Pirate Organization, because I talked to Keenan about this while we were down there for the spring alumni weekend. And I think if you get a group of 15 plus people, you can get some discounts on some game and maybe get some hats thrown in there. So I'm starting to look for an active / alumni get together for the Pittsburgh area. Just see if I can do that. And that's probably a commitment of 15 plus people. So I think with some of the Alpha Rho chapter, the associate members and the active, even maybe some people from Morgantown will want to do that. If we pick the like a Friday or Saturday night, hey, welcome Alpha Rho alumni, WVU. So I just throwing it out there.
Cool. Definitely work that. That sounds like a fabulous idea.
And that's all I have from my end.
And I just want to mention this, and then we'll move on to the officer reports. The regional events that we do are really important when it comes to putting together our packet and submissions for Alumni Chapter of the Year. And those regional events do count towards what we're doing. And we don't do it because of that, but I just want to make sure that everybody is aware that that's part of the criteria that's used to judge the Alumni Chapter of the Year Award. So the better we do, the more organized they are, the things that we can show will support.
And like
those.
You said, Tom, that I'll probably pick two nights and not pick a whole string like you said before. Hey, this night, what do you guys want? Pick one night. Mm-hmm. So this is the night. If I don't get that, then so be it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. Okay, anything else on that, guys? All right. Patrick, 67 historian report. Why don't you fill us in on what you've been working on, because it's quite substantial.
We're kind of at a crossroads at the moment, and I'm going to send tonight another email when we're done with this call. But Tom, I've reached out a couple of times to Chrissy, and I've not yet gotten a response from her on a offer for how much she wants to charge for a room right now. I know it's considerably less than the Marriott. That part I'm not worried about. I just haven't gotten anything from her to put into the spreadsheet. I will send another email, but if you have, I know your working relationship with her, if you want to jot her a note, because I know she was going to be gone on vacation and was coming back, and maybe she came back to a room full of mess. I don't know. Another part of this is that Allie has been extremely helpful in working with me on doing some investigation of some potential other local venues, one of which was the fifth floor of the previous Erickson Alumni Center. Mm. And yeah, they have the ability to handle us as far as numbers go, but there's just way too much labor on the organization, having to set up your own tables and do stuff like that. And the other part of it that to me was a deal breaker was the organization having to provide the alcohol.
Oh.
So I don't think we'll be going that direction, but we're continuing to look at a few other places. So we'll get more information out to you on that. I was kind of hoping Keenan would be on the phone because, again, I'll email him tonight. I wanted him to start getting a more solid feel for what we're looking at for numbers from parents attending.
He is on vacation, so you might want to just give him till Monday.
Sure. Oh, I'm not Tom.
Well, okay. I'm just I'm taking. All right. And I will Chrissy's always pretty responsive, so.
I know. That's what I've been kind of surprised about that. You know, I got the information I needed from Rachel. And the other part, Patrick, I know you've got us on mute probably, but, you know, we've kind of passed the date when we told Jennifer that we would be getting back in touch with her about the Marriott. Are we still lingering on that location, or because I know that the current contract is going to have to be completely reworked if we decide we're going to go with the Marriott for the event and the Holiday Inn for the rooms. That's just going to be a contract deal breaker. So I don't know whether you want me to, you know, go ahead and let them know that we're not going to be utilizing their rooms, but would be interested. I can imagine the minute those words will come out of my mouth that that room is going to be like $15,000 for the night or something.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Patrick, but I thought we had decided that we were not going to go in that direction because of the logistics and the cost.
We have had that conversation, and that is where the conversation went. I just haven't formally told Jennifer that we're not going to be going with them.
Patrick, do you have any reason to think that we should wait for that notification, or can we have 67 call and inform them?
I would go ahead and call and inform them, but I have a quick question on the art center, which is the one you ruled out earlier, right?
Correct.
Did we confirm whether or not if the caterer has a liquor license and could bring the liquor themselves?
Here is what I know. The clients are responsible for coordinating with catering. And if we serve alcohol, we are responsible for the purchase of the alcohol. And it has to be served by WVU Catering. So the responsibility of did I serve an underage person would be taken on by the catering department, but the supplying of alcohol would be our responsibility.
There's
just too many moving targets at that point.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here on this because the risk management guidelines, we can't do that.
Correct.
So that.
And
that
then when they went on talking about, you know, setting up tables and 17 or 18 of them. And at the very end of their conversation, it was like, you know, don't worry about cleaning up. We'll take care of that for you. And we also would have to hire security.
Oh, no. No.
So I told Allie, you know, we've already kind of had the discussion that that's not an option for us. So we are going to take a quick look at Lakeview. So anyway, still in a good window of time, so I have no worries about this. Like I said, I'll send out some follow-up emails this evening or tomorrow morning and try to wrap up some of these loose ends of things that we almost know for sure.
I'm almost hesitant to do this, but I really think it's important. So I will open myself up for your arrows, but we need to have a June 15th hard date of the plans being completely set so that we can communicate them to our people and start to book rooms and start to have guys make plans.
Well, sure. One, the dates are solid. That's not going to change unless the national office tells us so. As soon as I get some written information from Chrissy, I think we can move forward and completely seal the deal for the rooms that people will be renting. So the foundation of the event and the ability to advertise for it will have no problem having a June 15 deadline.
Okay, cool. I want it I want the communication no later than June 15th that has all of the information and, you know, again, not every little last detail of the agenda for the weekend. However, hotel, venue, cost to the best we can, even if it's a range, to be communicated by June 15th and then starting the marketing and advertising campaign, so to speak.
Right. And I know Brother George isn't on the call, but John, when you pick this up in recording, we definitely, moving forward, need a spot in every one of the newsletters that is nothing but advertising for this event. Now, at the same time, I think it's certainly not too late to put your plans in place for homecoming as well. Because we don't want to completely drop that event. It may or may not be as big as we've had in the past, but we wanted to make sure that we continue and not skip a year for that particular event as well, so that we don't lose momentum.
Okay. And the reason why I want to go into this is because there's a lot less and we can still kind of get everything else done. My thought on homecoming, again, just to reiterate, to let everybody else know, is 67, Patrick and I had a phone call after last month's meeting to kind of go over the rechartering and anniversary celebration. What we decided to do is not have the homecoming event. We need to do that, but we're gonna reduce the emphasis that we usually place on homecoming.
Downplay it.
Yeah. In order to attract attention to it. My initial thoughts on the events was that we'll have something very light, very informal on Friday afternoon. Maybe something, again, depending on what the undergraduates do, if we can piggyback on them with a joint alumni undergraduate event Friday afternoon, and then the tailgate on Saturday morning, and then on your own Saturday night, maybe something at Turner's, that's it. We've got a block of rooms ready and reserved to communicate. I know Dan Scully and Zeke have already got their room, and the price is really good, by the way, $157 a night for Morgantown for homecoming. That's a great hotel rate. That's what we're going to put out, but we're going to have probably, you know, in communications over the course of the summer, I would say 3-1 in favor of the rechartering versus homecoming.
Understood. That makes really good sense. And we can still keep the flame going for a homecoming something, because there are people where, as we had talked about also, Tom, that will probably be at a homecoming type event and not come in the spring. So we want to make sure we give that opportunity and capture those brothers, that if they choose that to be their one event per year, we want to make sure we're there for them.
Yes, that's exactly. Anecdotally, I had that conversation with Dan Scully. He's got so much going on in the spring that his only opportunity is fall. So as much as he wants to come to the 40th, he can't. And I get that. So, yeah, that's it. I don't want to beat that any further.
Okay, we're good.
67, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Jordan, do you have anything?
I have nothing at this time.
Okay, great. Let's skip. Jason, did you happen to jump on? Okay. Treasurer, Chief Financial Officer, Patrick Folio.
Hello, everyone. Couple things. First of all, I have tried to get on our website, and every time I do, I get some kind of spam.
Yeah, it looks like rerouting at times. I mentioned that to Jason.
What are you using to get on there? What platform?
I've tried three different search engines. So, Google, Edge, and an old whatever it was before Edge.
Have you tried Explorer? Let me try Chrome real quick.
No, I did. Yeah, Chrome. That's what I meant when I said Google. So I tried Chrome. Yeah. So I tried them all, and they keep coming back.
Yep, I just tried it. You're right. We got to get Jason on that. It's got to be fixed, and that's the host. That's the website host. They've got to be informed. All right, we'll tell him.
And the reason why I did that was
like Patrick, it looks like there might be an Adobe Flash Player update that hasn't been installed yet.
Good point, 67.
Don't put that on though. If that's what the website's coming up as.
Correct. That's something that the website administration needs to handle.
Yeah. No. Somebody's hacked in. That's a virus. Yeah. We got to fix that quickly. Okay. What else? Okay.
The reason why I'm bringing that up is I did a dump from of funds from PayPal, and then afterwards I've gotten another $2,000 that came in, and I'm assuming it's for tickets to it called? I wasn't made aware of it. I just knew that it was going to happen. I just didn't know the date it was going to happen. So I need to know if we're going to use PayPal for that purpose, for another I need to be included in all emails for that.
Okay. Just to let you know, the chronology of that was that Ken Burko and John George sent out emails to everyone, and they got responses from people. Once they had the group that was interested in going, he changed the distribution list to just them. So you got cut out of that loop. What he did was he asked for payment to be made through PayPal to that. Jason created a something on the website to be able to make those payments. There's a link to be able to do that.
Right. So and the only thing that
one payment. Right. And I apologize. I completely.
I just need to know what I'm supposed to do with the money.
For right now, nothing. They're going to be making the payment soon, and it's going to be made payable. And you might be able to use. It might not have to go through PayPal. I'll take this offline with you, and we'll work on it. We might need to get John and Ken on a call, just the four of us, and to let them know what's going on. Just so that you're aware. And you're right, Patrick, and I'm sorry.
Well, they should. I'm not going to grant them access to PayPal to pull money.
No. No, they're not asking you to do that. No, you're going to have to be the one to conduct that transaction, but they – again, I think their heart and thought process was in the right place.
Oh no, I'm not questioning that. I'm just letting you. I need to know. I was just like, oh.
Yes, you're right, and that's my fault, and I apologize.
So I should not transfer any of this money. I should leave it in the account.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And not count it towards our budget or anything. That's a sidebar. That's an off budget item that is. It's just the easiest way to do it, the cleanest way to do it. So I apologize. I didn't keep you informed. I just messed that up.
No worries. All right. So in the, we were able, Tom and I have signed off. I think we've signed everything to move our bank accounts from, First Exchange Bank to Huntington. Moved them over to Huntington just because there are more Huntington branches that we can access, and they also have better online services so we don't have to always be driving to a bank. As of today, we have $13,077.56 in our account. We have paid everything up through Atria's for the dinner. I still have some expense. I have not paid the things that I purchased, so I need to do my expense report and pay that.
Me too.
I need it. So get it to me ASAP, Tom, so I can get that taken care of. And then that's pretty much it.
One quick question. We talked about the QT, WVU football game weekend. The money that's there, we're paying, is that for our tickets and a tailgate or just tickets?
Just tickets.
So the tailgate was something separate. Okay, fair enough.
Patrick, we've got to do the registration for Supreme Chapter and get the airline tickets because they're going up in price. So, we need to do that as soon as possible. I have not gotten my card, so I can't do that. Do you anticipate me getting that, or can you and I get that registration taken care of, where we just get on a call and do it? You're muted.
Yeah, his brain exploded.
I will check the mailbox in Morgantown this weekend. But yeah, we can get on a call.
Okay, they sent that card to the P.O. box?
I'm going to bet you they did.
Okay, I thought we had talked about sending it directly to me.
We did.
Okay. All right, we got to do that, and we got to make the flight plans for that. The good news on that Supreme Chapter is Allie is going, but they are covering her flight.
Cool.
But we have to get the students there. So we have four plane tickets, and their hotel is covered. Their registration fee is covered. Mine and Jason's hotel, mine and Jason's flight, and mine and Jason's registration have to be paid for.
So you two,
yeah,
a couple of some associate members?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And Allie. Very good.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how much it's going to cost?
Hold on. It will fall within our budget, what we budgeted for it. The registration is...
You can send it to me later if you want. You don't have to do it now.
I'm on the website. Hang on. I'll let you know. This is what we'll go through. It's on PICAP.org. What they do is they have a lot of add-ins, and like, you know, there's an alumni breakfast that we have to go to because that's where they announce the alumni chapter of the year. But there's a, you know, it's almost like an a la carte. So you and I will, what I was saying was that when we register, that's what we'll have to do. You go through and you choose what we're doing, and then you'll get the cost for the registration.
Right. Gotcha.
But I know based on what we budgeted for and then what we did 2 years ago, we'll be under what we have budgeted for that. Make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Eric, did you join us?
Hey, Tom, before we move on.
Sure.
After you and Patrick and I talked back on May 3rd, you were going to reach out to the national office to give us some budget numbers of what they're going to pay for re-chartering weekend as far as chartering officer, assistant chartering officer, things that we don't have to build into our cost.
Yes, and I reached out to Brandon Belote. We've played phone tag a couple times, and I know this was several weeks ago. I will reach back out to him this week and see if we can connect, and then I'll nail those down for you. I apologize.
Thank you. No problem.
I know that that's out there to do. Okay. Mine is going to be pretty quick. I did submit a submission for Alumni Chapter of the Year. It was 13 pages. I'm not going to lie. I think we had a lot to go over. I'm happy to send that PDF to anybody that wants to look at what I submitted. And I think we're more than deserving to win that award. And quite frankly, I'll be quite pissed off if we don't win it. Yeah, I know. I cannot imagine another alumni chapter that accomplished what we did in this past year. So,
Bob, would you pour him another bourbon, please?
I will be doing so right now.
Good.
So I do expect us to win that. And it would. I would not like to not win that. Other than that, I'm going to be reaching back out to Craig to kind of rekindle and restart the fundraising and getting us back on track with that. We've had nothing happen in the last couple months. So I want to make that a priority. My focus short term is on the strategic planning committee that is going to convene in late summer, August, September. And we are going to lay out and map out the next 5 years goals and objectives for Alfa Row. Again, just to make sure that everyone's familiar, our constitution and bylaws require that myself, Mike, Allie, Craig, and chaired by our chief operating officer get together in person to come up with these objectives and goals, these long-term five-year goals, and have them broken then down into each one of ours yearly objectives and goals. I've spent a little bit of time and thought on this, and just from an organizational standpoint, why this is important to me is because the principles around the strategic planning committee and the strategic plan really is what separates what we do from a lot of other organizations. And I want to use some best practices about how to run an organization. And we start with high level goals and what we want to accomplish over a 5 year period of time to break that down into yearly, you know, quarterly, semi-annual, monthly goals of what we're trying to accomplish so that we're always striving to work towards something. So this is really important to me. This was what I thought was lacking. Our strategic planning reports said that as much as we didn't have a guiding principle. We didn't have something to map out the direction of what we were doing. And in the chain of accountability that I think is so important in our structure, this is the first thing. So I've already put Eric on notice to start thinking about that. We'll all get together, you know, ideally in Morgantown over the course of a weekend to lay these broad-based plans out for Alfa Row. And then we'll start to have those, you know, put out. And then Eric is going to release those in the weekend of the 40th / rechartering weekend. That's going to be part of what he has to do is lay out those the strategic plan for the next 5 years. Any questions on that? Okay, the second thing I want to just keep you guys posted on is the progress or conversations that have been had around forming a WVU Greek alumni, for lack of a better term, because it's not designated or spoken about yet or given a name, is a Greek IFC. And Dr. Richardson and I have spent some time in conversations about moving that forward. There's a core group of people that are supporting that. They've asked me to spearhead that and organize it in a way to be able to get that done. I think this is really good. This is excellent for Greek system as a whole and for us in a longer term stability standpoint. The crux of it is, and the mission of this alumni group is to be able to provide best practices around providing mature adult guidance to our student chapters. And it's something that's never happened on our campus before. It's something that is desperately needing. Matthew is in complete agreement that this is something that needs to take place, and he's certainly in support of that. So we're at the point now where we're forming and identifying the representatives from each of the groups that will sit on this board. And then we will lay out a governing document, and we'll start in practice. Also, which is something that I want to share with you guys, is that the longer term vision and a kind of a bigger thing that I think is pretty cool is that the there is a effort right now to form, and it sounds a little bit crazy, but I think, you know, when you hear some of the details of it, it actually is really neat, is that they're looking to build or purchase a structure building to house a, for again, lack of a better term, because it's not there, a Greek Life student union building, which will house the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life. It will provide meeting space, partying space, a gathering place for Greek life at WVU. The university is in backing this, to be honest with you. I couldn't believe that, but they are, funded by some very rich and notable WVU alumni who happen to be also Greek. So there's a lot of other stuff that's going on into this. I just want to make sure that the board is aware that that's something that I'm actually actively engaged in. I'm not part of that larger Greek life thing. What my role in is this is to help establish the Greek life support advisory structure around providing that mature adult guidance. So it's pretty cool. I'm excited about it. I'm actually kind of passionate about it. And I really think that this will benefit us long term, because I've always said that the strength of any Greek system and any fraternity, it's only as strong like a chain of its weakest link. And right now we've got a ton of very weak links. And a lot of that can be directed towards the fact that we don't have good active alumni engagement that are providing, you know, excellent advice to student chapters. So I'm really excited about that. Any questions about any of that? Yeah.
I also will offer this for a final time. If you want to pick my brain on any of that structural type information for that group, we have a really, really strong alumni IFC at the University of Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And it was a very old group. It had been around for quite a while and extremely successful, and had branches that pulled in their housing, fundraising. It was just an incredible group. So if you want any information from that, from what I remember of that, or I've also still got some connections if you want to look at like sample constitutions and setups and stuff like that.
And in fact, that was one of the next steps, was to try to reach out to either the NIC and I'd also plan to ask you if you still had contacts. I need governing documents. I need to have some good ideas so I can steal some good ideas and best practices. So
I'll see what I can get.
That would be great. Any other questions? All right. Fantastic. We don't have any old business. Is there any new business that anybody has for this call? We don't really have an official meeting because we're not at quorum, but anybody have new business?
I move to do away with new business.
Okay.
Second.
All right. No new business. Okay. Anybody have anything that they'd like to share before we adjourn?
How about this? As we go, obviously, summertime is typical for anything. So our next meeting is going to be in June, July, and August. So we call these, so we go through the rest of the summer, June, July, and August. Are any of these meetings more important than the others? So we try to stress the guys that join.
I think I get it. You know, it's not the academic year, so we don't have, you know, things that are going on campus. And I think there's always a tendency to lull during the summer months. We've got a lot of important things that we still got to get accomplished. We've done a lot of the heavy lifting. And quite honestly, you know, again, I think I emailed this to everybody, was I thought we deserved a break after Spring Alumni Weekend. I purposefully laid off on any communications to you guys for several weeks on, just to, let's just decompress and let's enjoy the success that we had. Maybe that is the reason why we don't have a full complement of our officers, and that's okay. But we'll get back on the offensive here, so to speak, and ramp up. We've got a lot of work to do to sustain the momentum that we've built and created. And quite frankly, we've got to have every single person working towards the 40th and the rechartering. We've got to do that.
One of my things on the sidebar that, Tom, is if I'm going to strive real hard to get something together with like a Pittsburgh Pirate ball game, to have alumni active or chapter just to keep that momentum going for the season. There's a good chance they lose some momentum this summer, and we want to help us as much as possible in that light.
Right, and we will. And I'll be with Allie, and I'll be with with Keenan to work on that.
All right. Good enough.
Anybody have anything else? Okay. Our next conference call, Wednesday, June 13th, same bat time, same bat channel, same bat number, same bat website. And with that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
67 a second?
I'll second. 68.
Without objection, we are finished with our business. I thank you guys. Patrick, I gave you 5 minutes to decompress before your next call. Thank you, boys. We'll talk soon.
Y'all take care.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
So the question was, what does Allie Cannon do? Is she something to do at WVU? I'm sure she is, right?